And I went to Castroville 2 years ago when these people were here and they had a little program. And I got in contact with some of those Alsatians.
Right.
And mostly of all, I want to know whether they knew any of my mother's folks in that country by the name of and they told me, yes, yes, there are a lot of over there. Of course, they didn't know which ones were which, but anyhow, there were a lot of and I spoke to seven different of those Alsatians. Of course, some speak German, others speak Alsace. That's a dialect, that's no language. And some speak French, so, and some of them speak little English, some of them speak all three languages, others just one. I had one, he spoke only French. And of course he had a name and tag, identification on. That's how I knew he was one of them, and I spoke to him, and he let me know in sign that he didn't understand English. Now I tried to speak Alsace, I speak that a little bit, and he didn't understand it. Then I spoke German, he said. But he made motion over yonder, pointing to a young lady. She also wore identification. Says he'd get her. Well, that happened to be his wife. She spoke nothing but German and French. So we conversed through her, you know. I spoke to a teacher, watchmaker, a mechanic, a journalist, and a farmer, and one other one, I forgot what he was. And it's really interesting. I really enjoyed the afternoon with
him. Must be pretty proficient in German.
Well, grammatically, no. But conversantly, yes. I really had in mind of going with that group from Castroville this year over there. But after I talked to some that had been there, I said, better not. Because those people aren't like we here. We can't go from here to our neighbor over yonder unless we step in the car, you know. But over there, they walk, see? And I had so much trouble with this knee, and I never know when it might go bad on me. I said, I better not go. I'd be just a liability to the rest of them, and I get stranded. I can't go anywhere. This fella, Seuss, in Castroville, told me he made three trips over there now. He says, you know, when you get there, those people walk you to death. He says, we stayed with family, they're all just as nice as they can be, and I tell you, you never receive more greater hospitality than those people show you. And we sit up nights and talk about it, and they know about each other's ancestors and all this and that, you know. But he says, you know, that old man, he'd get us in the morning, and we start out walking. And we walk all day, show us everything, you know. Says, one morning, I told my wife, we were on the second floor. I said, uh-oh, we're lucky today. She says, what? Says, we get to ride. Says, the old gentleman moved out that little car. Says, they all have little old cars. Says, he brought the car out, we get to ride. And sure enough, he told us at breakfast, we're going to ride downtown. Says, I was very happy, but I didn't understand. He said, we're going to ride downtown. When we got in town, he locked that thing and we walked the rest of the day.
He was disappointed.
But
is there much bicycle riding going on over there?
Over in Alsace?
Right.
I guess there is. Yeah.
Usually here, that a lot more of that goes on in Europe than here.
Yeah.
For, you know, main means of transportation.
Should you happen to get to Castroville,